Hey there, friends in the dark and dreary wasteland of 2020. It's me, John, the Esper Genesis Dungeon Master, bringing you an introduction to our next episode, followed by the next episode. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for coming back and listening. Thanks for joining in on social medias and whatnot. If you've got the time and the inclination, we'd love it if you'd leave us a rating or a review. Share it with your friends. Tell your pets about it. But, in the meantime, welcome back to this tale of our happy band of murder hobos rampaging through space. Peace out. All right. So, back to the ship. You're on the ship.
I pick up my weapons immediately.
Yeah, you can all rearm yourselves.
Wasn't I heading down to the hangar bay as well? Do I spot Dora doing her shenanigans?
They're not directly in the hangar, so you wouldn't have been able to see that whilst you were reboarding the ship.
Do I hear it?
No. What you'll notice is Dora boarding the ship well after you.
Where have you been?
Hey. I'm now an absolute legend with the local, my friend, and I just give her a little tap on the cheek.
Oh God.
It's good to see you.
What did you say? I don't want to know. Just sit down, put your belt on. Don't touch or do or say anything.
You still want me as your co-pilot?
For lack of anyone else, I suppose you'll have to do.
I like you, Hood. I don't think this relationship would last long, but I like you.
I just sort of shake my head and talk back to like the piloting console.
I let a sign a bit of a deadly again.
Dora, you're the only one on the ship. God damn it. Now I know that was you. I had my mouth open again.
It is impressive you are able to do this on command.
Ah, jeez, where did you come from, Reboot?
Dora, quickly roll a constitution saving throw.
I can't say that. Look, mate, it's my Esper powers.
Bullshit.
I rolled 12.
So it didn't quite sharp, but there's. You are aware that the warmth and moisture. Why am I doing this? No.
Do it, it's what our audience want.
We need to make this audio medium into a visual one. And your words are painting a picture, John. A brown sky.
Tell them a picture, John.
This is a picture that no one wants.
That no one asks for.
Tell them a smell.
Except for you.
All I'll say is you're aware that it was close.
Ah, oh, man, these painkillers. Having a bit of a weird effect on me. I'm going to get some sleep here, Hood. Wake me up if something happens.
Sure, whatever. John, is there an armory on the ship?
How do you mean?
Is it like a weapons room, somewhere we can store, like, weapons and stuff?
Not specifically.
Put our weapons into, like, a locker earlier. But
yeah, there are storage lockers. There is a cargo bay.
Okay. But not like an actual like weapons room where like someone could like sit and sort of strip down a gun and put it back together again and just like tinker with it. I'm just thinking for Dumas.
There's not a room specifically set aside for that, but it's also the sort of thing you could probably do in. I mean, I don't know. I've never taken apart a gun and put it back together. But from my experience of watching films with people doing that in, I think you could do that almost anywhere.
I mean, is there somewhere that we could kind of convert into sort of like a workshop sort of thing?
Oh, I see. I'm just looking for the blueprints of the ship. I say blueprints, I mean the image I created in paint.
I was about to say.
Shut up, Tom.
the blueprints. Notarize it. Notarize that paint drawing.
This is no dungeon painter.
Yeah, I don't bother with that shit.
This is MS Painter.
Woo! Chicken it
off. To be fair, on the upper deck of the ship, so
wait, there's two decks?
There's three decks.
Holy shit.
We the lower deck. All right.
I gave you three decks. You just didn't go to them.
The lower deck has got the engine room, gun controls, and the cockpit. There is also, running through the center of the ship, there is an access shaft with a ladder that you can climb up and down. There's no lift. There's no escalator. This is just a binary analog ladder. The mid deck has got six bunks, a med bay space at the back, and a sort of kitchen living room at the front. And then the upper deck has got the airlock through which you airlock. There is an open space, and then there is a cargo bay with sort of shelving and racks and things like that. So on the upper deck, you could probably arrange a space for worksmaning.
Cool. Are there any like tools on the ship, like a rivet gun, like stuff like that, where if you like sort of put down speak to some of the guys who are in the hangar bay, maybe get like a table put in there, some lockers.
Yeah, whilst they are outfitting it with the stealth drive, also they can do that.
Okay, cool.
By the way, just a question: is Beltrov Gumbar, or is it just what's his name? Gumbar, or what was his name?
Greebly.
Greebly.
Guthrum is definitely coming with you.
Guthrum.
Beltrov has a conversation with Korriban about this, I guess. And she says, right, you ugly shite. So you're going, you've been put in charge.
Aye, but we'll have to return to this ugly shite malarkey.
I don't think there's much we can do about it, to be honest, beyond plastic surgery.
You wish you had a bit of this.
I really happily do not.
I blow a kiss.
She slaps you.
Oh, just fuck already, God.
I have nothing to say to him.
Do we?
Roll for fucking? No, don't. Don't do that. Do you want me to come with you with these off-worlders, or are you all right on your own?
No, you stay here, Beltrov. Keep not being funny. We don't know who we can trust, and I'd feel a bit better knowing that there was someone at least keeping an eye out on what's going on here. And if possible, while we're away, I'd like it if you could find something out, because I just can't shake the feeling that they're hiding something from us. They're at least holding something back.
Who?
Someone. Someone on the council. Someone knows something that they're not telling us.
All right. I'll see what I can... Are you sure?
I think so. Plus, I've seen enough people die recently, and I wouldn't be against knowing at least one person I care about somewhere safe.
No. I appreciate that. You take care of yourself.
You too.
It's okay to leave them to die.
Don't I know it?
All right.
All I remember is when we ran to the doors in the I were first there. So I'm pretty confident I can outpace at least one of them.
Aye, that's fair. All right, I'll stay here. I'll see what I can dig up. If there's anything to dig up, mind. I'll see you later.
Farewell. Take care. Mind how you go.
She just turns on and climbs down the ladder and ship.
Gosh, that was sexy. Two dwarves going at it like that. That was... I already see the budding romance. In the coda, if they don't end up together, I'll be disappointed.
You can't write that in now.
I'm just saying it. You know, DM, it's your fault if it doesn't happen.
No spoilers.
Also, I've got to say this, guys. Like, there's a whole galaxy full of... Like, you don't need to be the same race within this universe to interbreed.
We are not role-playing Mass Effect.
Hey, look. Pax was a Promethean, and he fancied Korchev, who was a man. So we've already established.
Was that what that was?
Oh. Oh, come on.
I would not have pegged that.
Really? Yeah, well, he certainly
pegged. I mean, he might have done, depending on how well it went.
Oh, no.
I definitely spotted that.
Oh, I didn't. I thought he was just a dick.
Yeah.
No, they were all about each other.
I didn't realise it was awkward playground flirting.
It was, you know, you headbutt someone. drag him back to your cave.
Wow. Okay,
Mike, how are you engaged?
Well,
exactly,
you see,
that process. No,
no, no. Never fails.
He headbutted her, and then he dragged her back to his cave, and now they're getting married.
It was probably the other way around. Hence the brain damage.
That's what you claim, anyway. Okay, so Beltrev is not coming with you, but you do have Guthrum. And, yeah, you set off from the convoy. The convoy is fairly safe, but there are ships carrying the convoy. Not a lot of them. There's a few fighters that seem to be trying to pick off anyone or intimidate anyone trying to leave the fleet. It seems to be a case of they are actually containing it. Or that's their attempt, anyway.
Okay. Are we able to engage the stealth drive while we're in the ship?
Yeah.
I guess we switch that on, and then we jettison out of the station and just sort of cruise, you know, kill the engines, use the momentum from us jumping free from the station to cruise past any blockade, just so we're not as easy to pick up on scanners.
Okay, can you roll a piloting maneuver? You will have advantage on it. Roll plus dex and proficiency.
I will also give you some bit of space guidance.
Okay. That's an extra D4, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. So that is a 17.
Yeah, with the addition of this stealth drive, you managed to fairly deftly avoid and evade these starfighters that are harrying any ship that gets too far away from the main convoy. And you make your way back towards the planet, which still has a few of these fairly large asteroids. So the asteroid field, Korriban, you would be aware of this, was made up of hundreds of asteroids, as asteroid fields tend to be. These are three of the larger ones that seem to have broken off and orbited the planet. They are still in place. You can still see small amounts of space combat going on, as it seems dwarves that are still on the planet are still trying to escape. It's definitely less than it was, but that is what you see as you make your approach.
Cool.
Dimas, can you do a scan and maybe see if you can pick up where there's like a high concentration of ships, or maybe we can just hit like the or something like that. Somewhere where there'd be a high concentration of people, and that way we can.
Yeah, can I see if there's anywhere where, like, maybe concentrating fire, or if there's a lot of traffic more in than out?
So you're looking for ships that are going into the planet, landing on the planet?
Yeah. I mean, out as well, if there's anywhere that's really fleeing, but if there's anywhere that seems to be more of a sort of out, sort of people going into the planet. Or if there's anywhere like with energy signatures or something, like unusually large energy signatures.
You are rolling maneuvers, crew maneuvers. That's what we're looking at. Improved senses. Let's go with that.
Oh, God, that's astrophysics. That's not what I was good at. It's... Oh, no, no. This dice, I never know. This die, I never know what's the 20 and what's the 1.
The T's the 20.
Yeah, it wasn't that one.
Yeah, you don't manage to find anything that stands out. Like, there's a lot of traffic. It's not that you don't pick anything up. It's that you can't really make sense of anything that stands out.
Yeah, using my sort of knowledge of the capital, do I know anywhere which might be somewhere we could potentially land?
It depends how you're trying to land. So you are aware that actually there is no specific capital. Because the entire population of the planet lived on one half, it's essentially that half of the planet is a city. It's a continent of city.
Okay.
So there's four or five spaceports, but kind of depends what sort of landing space you're looking for.
A subtle one.
So there are more rural areas. There are parks within this half of the planet. The most subtle place you could think to land would be the dark side of the planet, because there's nothing there, and then taking one of these shuttles.
I mean, yeah, we could go back to the mine, take the shuttle through. That would be the easiest way of getting in.
Won't they be watching the shuttle networks at this point? If there's civilians trying to get out, they'll be trying to get to the population centres, won't they?
Well, I can't really imagine that they're expecting anyone to want to go to the dark side.
I don't know if they'll be expecting people to come into the cities. maybe they're monitoring out of.
What about the Dendu? Does the Dendu have some kind of knowledge after living on this planet their entire life, like secret tunnels, etc.?
I can show you around Darkseid with ease, but the population centers I do not approach.
There's no secret tunnels in for your people?
I don't know, John. Can I do a lore check to see if I've come across any?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, your dice. So if it's wrong, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a 4.
God damn it, John.
All your fault, John. I don't want your dice.
Wait. With a lore, that's a 3.
Yeah, you were raised by dwarves in secret. Like, you don't...
What is city?
The biggest city you've seen were the ruins on the dark side until flying over the planet now, when you can see this sprawling metropolis that is a sort of war zone at the minute. You know, it's still slightly prettier than where you grew up.
It is so bright.
That's all the fires, Rebug.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is fire?
Right, so head back to the mine and get the shuttles in from there.
Yeah, I feel like that's the best thing. I agree.
I don't think we've got any other options. So yeah, head over to the mine.
I'd say so.
So once again, landing outside of the actual mine proves to be difficult just because of the weather patterns around there. That's why you weren't able to land outside. That's why you had to make that journey before.
It's a good job we won't come across that bandit again, eh, Rebook?
Yes, because I shot him in the throat. He is very dead now.
Yes.
And you took their weapons, so they all died horribly. I like you guys.
Jesus, everyone on this planet psychotic.
It is long story, but a very humorous end.
On dark side, car drives you.
Fuck's sake, Josh.
Tom, please cut that.
No, it's staying in, John.
Oh, no.
You live with that.
You know what you did. Okay. But yeah, so you have to land outside the Dendu city and make your way on foot. You reach the mine again and you see the... Wait, did you dispose of the bodies in any way?
Yeah, we tried to burn them and then...
Oh yeah, that was right.
You slightly charred them.
You charred the bodies.
The Eldoria at the top probably didn't get burned.
Yeah, you stank the place out with the smell of like burning fur.
Oh yeah.
We gave them a good Christian burial is what we did.
Yeah, so...
Space out.
It's pretty ripe in there. So you get back there and make your way down, and the shuttle is still active. So you call the shuttle to you.
I am going to, at this point, cast Protection Field on myself, which lasts for 8 hours.
Okay.
I'm going to make Guthrun get on the shuttle first.
And he's like, yeah, so, okay, I have no issue with that.
Just be as loud as you want, touch as many things as you can. Just really go to town, Guthrun. This is a soldiering 101 right here. I wink at Dora as I say this.
I kind of look at him weirdly. Yeah.
And there's an uncomfortable silence as Guthrun walks in to this shuttle that's arrived. And it's a luxurious space, is what I'll say. It's well lit. The walls and furnishings are all a nice creamy white colour. There's a coffee machine. There's a small fridge with a clear door that shows it's full of bottled water. As you walk in and sit down, a voice comes to the speakers and says, which interrupts the smooth elevator jazz that's playing.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And it's only in Dwarven, so only Caraban and Guthrum understand this. It says, "Welcome to the Unender Express. We will arrive in the city shuttle bay in approximately 1 hour. Please relax and enjoy your trip after a long day at work. Remember, smoking on the shuttle is strictly prohibited, so extinguish it. Or will it extinguish it for you?"
I light a cigarette with my eyes narrowed. I just want to see what happens.
A small laser cuts the cigarette about 2 centimeters away from your lips.
That's interesting. Wonder why they'd choose a laser and I continue to toke on the little stub that's been left to me, still lit by the laser.
Would you like a drink instead, Hood?
No, thanks.
After about an hour, the shuttle comes to a halt. There aren't any windows. It's very interesting to look out, even if there were. You are traveling through the core of the planet. And the doors slide open, or they start to, but they stick about halfway. And the tranquil peace of the shuttle is suddenly destroyed by the sounds of gunfire and distant shouting. And there's this acrid smell of burning plastic and metal and glass. The space outside the shuttle is round. There's a large burning tree in the center of this circular building. There's a number of cracked and broken stone benches that look like the sort of benches you get in a bus stop. They are broken and cracked, and you can see there's bodies of dwarves strewn throughout this space. On the wall on the far side, or opposite where you are, you can see a set of stairs that cling to the wall and climb up and round to an exit, which is where the sounds of battle are pouring in from. Or not really the sounds of battle. It's occasional gunfire at this point.
Right, I suppose this is what we're here for.
My God. There's got to be someone about. I mean, if there's gunfire, well, presumably if we see who's making it, we'll see who's responsible for this.
Reboot, do you want to scout ahead?
Yes, this is a good idea. We might find more that we can perhaps return to the ship with as well.
Let's get the doors open, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. I can try and open the doors. Plus two to my strength.
Yeah, I'm not even going to make you roll for it. Like, it's like the doors were half open. It would be a squeeze to get through, but you can fairly easily them open the rest of the way. And Rubik, so you climbing the stairs and going to have a look?
Can I tail behind you as well? I'm pretty.
I've got a plus two to my stealth if you want me to come with you.
Yeah, if you guys want to come along, I'm going to send out my surveillance drone as well.
Okay.
I'm happy to hang back while that does its thing.
I'm going to hang back.
So I guess I'll roll for my drone first.
Yeah.
So that's a 21.
That's a pretty stealthy drone.
It's a very stealthy drone. Ooh.
So what does your drone do? Tell me about your drone.
It's basically, what's the class in 5e?
It's a ranger.
I'm a space ranger. Wait, no. That's Buzz Lightyear.
So it's Beastmaster.
Ah, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so my surveillance drone is basically my pet in this scenario.
Right, okay, cool.
That I can send out, and it acts on its own turn in combat as well.
Is it particularly good at surveilling?
I should certainly hope so. It's got an advantage on wisdom perception checks, and a plus 5 to stealth.
That's pretty good at surveilling.
I'm pretty good at stealthing, and I've got a plus 5 to stealth as well, so I'm on a 22.
How sassy is this drone?
I am sassy while in this scenario.
Oh, damn.
Drone is serious.
You go, girl.
No, she's pretty sassy.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
Slay it. Mm. Boss babe.
I can't wait for Salty to meet your drone.
Romance number two.
If they don't end up together at the end of this, then...
If they don't end up clanging.
You failed as a DM.
I guess Hadendora.
Whoa. Well, that's a...
Hud's in love with his ship.
And Dora's in love with her ship, whatever it is.
So Rebook and Rebook's droid have rolled a fairly good stealth check.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Sneaky, sneaky check. What are you doing? Is anyone else going with them?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with for sure.
Roll yourself the stealth check, my friend.
17.
A 17. That's not as good. But it's still pretty good.
Still pretty sneaky.
Sneaky.
So, you make your way very, very, very stealthily, very quietly up the stairs on the opposite wall, and you look out onto a plaza. Caravan, you're used to seeing these glistening buildings, but what you all notice is these buildings just reflecting firelight as the city around them is burning. There are transport vehicles like hover cars and land cars that are just wrecked and shattered. There's glass everywhere. There are alarms and sounds, alarming sounds. There's alarm sounds that kind of create a backing score to this occasional gunshot or burst fire that you hear. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Well, I guess any sort of signs of combat or anything?
Yeah, signs of life, signs of action, or of any bodies, so we can kind of find out what we're up against.
Okay, roll a perception check for me.
Oh, my drone gets advantage on those. Can I use that?
I mean, yeah. I assume the drone is looking too. It's your drone.
She better be. Oh, God. That's not great. Actually, that's all right. That's a 15 for the drone. With advantage. Oh, God. And that's an 11 for Rebig.
Caravan?
Oh, yeah. 5.
You are far too overwhelmed by this city that you know and, like, this particular area. Because you used to work in the mine. You're used to this stop, this exit point. And seeing it like this is kind of, that's too much for you to take in anything else. Rebook, again, you're kind of overwhelmed by the fact that this place, even though it's derelict, it's in ruins, it's an absolute mess, it's still beyond anything you've ever seen before. Your droid, however, so does the drone communicate with you telepathically as well?
I'm assuming so. If I can communicate with it telepathically, I'm assuming we can have a conversation there.
Got to have a way of alerting you to things.
Yeah, otherwise I'd just be mentally abusing my drone. You communicate telepathically with your companion, it says.
Okay, so not necessarily words that it conveys to you, but it alerts you to two things. One is some bodies on the ground, not too far away from you, that are not dwarven. And the other is to...
What race are they?
You'd need to go and have a closer look first, but the other thing it alerts you to is, and it's not alerting you, Caravan, all right? It's alerting...
All right.
You know, cool your jets.
He's asking the real questions here, though.
And it's alerting you to some sporadic combat that is happening on the other side of the building that's directly opposite you. So it's not one that you can see a street directly. Basically, you'd have to go through the building, essentially, to get there directly. But yeah, there's some bodies nearby and some combat happening fairly close by.
Okay, I'm going to use my Dendu feature.
It's a stunning feature.
How do you pronounce this? Larimar?
Mark Lamar.
Mark Lamar. I use my Mark Lamar. It's a tiny little...
Larimar.
Larimar.
Well, he was a Larimar.
Basically, the snake head thing for the Dendu is the tentacles on top of the head, and they can be used to communicate mentally with other creatures nearby.
Okay.
So, Corbin, you see these move on top of my head, and then you hear me say, there are bodies nearby.
What?
Silence Dwarf.
I'm just looking around, looking absolutely confused.
I look in your eyes and say, not if you understand, there are bodies nearby, but I don't know what creatures these are.
I nod very tentatively.
And there is fighting nearby in one of these buildings.
I nod very tentatively.
Quietly, get on the comms, call the others. I will check these bodies.
I nod very tentatively.
That's a lot of tentative nodding.
I sort of get onto the comms and just relay that back.
Okay, so... What, are you alerting them to the fact that you found bodies and there's combat there? Or are you bringing them up?
I'm just alerting them at this point, giving them just a bit of a sit rep.
Okay.
There's no massive danger yet.
And then through the Larimar again, I say, follow me quietly.
Okay, I do. I'm a little bit creeped out by...
My psyching talking snakeheads.
Yeah. Bearing in mind, I'm not too sure about Dendu in the first place, so this is like really weirding me out a little bit.
It's pretty intimate stuff. I'm going to approach the bodies as stealthily as possible.
Can I try and come up slightly and get a bit closer to the bodies as well?
Yeah, there's no one immediately about that would spot you moving around, so there's no need for further stealth check, I think.
So can we move up then in that case from the message that was relayed from Dumas?
Yeah.
What do you think, Gunther? You know, what do you believe name is?
Guthrum's there like, yes, I suppose if there's no immediate danger, we could have a look.
Hood?
I can head up and take point if you want.
Right. Right behind you, but and also behind Guthrum.
Fair enough. I'm going to sneak up ahead. I'm going to have the micro cannon out and just, yeah, I'm going to sneak up.
Okay.
Oh, cool. I've got a 20 one non-natural.
For stealth?
Yeah.
Okay. Korriban and Rebook, you arrive at these bodies that have been identified as not dwarven by Rebook's droid. They are remarkably not dwarven. They are, for want of a better word, insectoid. They appear to have fairly heavy outer plating that is naturally part of their skin. Very large eyes. They are humanoid insects.
I look at the Dendu and say, would you like to know more?
The only good bug is a dead bug. No, what the fuck are these things? I've never seen before in life.
That's literally it. That's all. Do I recognize them?
I'm going to say no, simply because your dealings with Offworld have been quite literally just with the Silurian Arc traders.
I read.
You do read, but again, your entire species dealings with the wider Silurian Arc have been with the major species of the Silurian Arc. I don't think there would be specific references to who these could be.
Fine.
I'm assuming that's the same for Rebook as well.
Yeah, it's similar for Rebook. You were essentially an orphan raised by dwarves in a very sporadic way. Your education is patchy at best.
It is not dwarf.
However, Hud and Dora, as well as Guthrum, arrive. So you guys can have a bash at this one if you like.
Okay. Would that be a lore or xenobiology?
I think either would be acceptable.
I've got the same in both. Fuck it. That is a 19 for me.
Okay. Dora, do you want to have a bash at that one?
Absolutely. Here we go. Oh, I actually got a 19.
So 19's all around. I'm going to say, Dora, I'm going to do yours as lore, and Hard, yours is going to be xenobiology. You both recognize these as Zamaron. Instances of them turning up are uncommon. They are an insect-like species. There's not huge amounts known about them. The last time they appeared, they drove the Dendu from their homeworld. There are some Dendu that you're aware of that have spent a lot of time trying to research and find out more about them. There are specific task groups that are determining threat levels around Zamaron, but they tend to invade in a very effective way that you are aware of that involves creating thralls who support the invasion from within the population. Where possible, they set up underground colonies that, again, will join in with the invasion from underground as the ships attack from orbit. What their intention is, what they want, what they're after, is not known, really. You are aware that they are a hive species, so they operate as a hive collective. But yeah, you definitely recognize these as Zamaron. Beyond that, there's not much that you know about.
Do they have anything on them in terms of, like, equipment?
They do. They have a weapon that you wouldn't really know about. Basically, there's a small weapon that looks kind of like a combination between a blade and a rifle.
A blifrol?
A blifrol.
Jeez.
Is it like a chainsaw on the end of a rifle, or like a bayonet?
It's fairly similar to that, except that it's not a chainsaw, it's just a blade. Basically, the bottom half of the weapon is a blade. So if you are holding it like a rifle, if you swing up, you're swinging with a blade.
Okay, I get you, sort of. Can I pick it up, see if I can work out how it works?
Yeah, so you pick it up, and there's a fairly obvious trigger. Swinging it like a blade seems to be pretty simple. Do you try and fire it?
Probably not at the moment. I'd like to wait until we're kind of like less exposed to try it out. I don't know how noisy these things are.
Okay.
I'd like to relay all of the information about these to the group.
So we've got an idea of what these things are now. It's up to you guys. Do you want to check out the noises of a fight over there? Or should we just head back and relay what we know?
We should probably take some kind of sample.
What, like a head or something?
Oh, I was thinking more kind of like DNA, blood.
Guthrum chimes in with, we could just take the whole thing.
I mean, would it be worth catching a live one?
Maybe.
If these have got some kind of telepathic link with the hive, and we can somehow catch one and stop it communicating out somehow, I don't know. Then,
like, we're going to need more Starship Troopers now.
Can we use that to our advantage?
I think we'd need to know more about them before we could guarantee.
So you're saying you would like to know more?
I'm saying I'd like to know more, but I think at this point, capturing one and bringing it back to a base with it being a hive mind would probably do more harm than good. I think we'd have to find out.
I don't know. If we can find a Neil Patrick Harris to put his hand on his head and say, "It's afraid."
And then we'll all cheer.
And then we'll all cheer. That'd be a win at this point.
And that all reinforces our highly militarized fascistic society in space.
What's going on?
We're mainly just sat in a circle quoting Starship Troopers.
It was only a matter of time, wasn't it?
Pretty much it.
If there's a way we could sedate it, then I would agree with that plan. If not, then look.
There are signs of a fight nearby. Perhaps if Guthrum, you were to take this back to the shuttle, and perhaps we can help others and subdue one of these creatures for study.
I think it'd be handy to have one, but I do appreciate the risk.
Look, I think Rebook has a good plan. Guthrum, you take the thing back to the shuttle and then come back to help us. We will go towards the commotion, try and find some kind of alive version of this and bring it back. If not, then we've helped people. As you say, look at this lovely Dendu trying to help the dwarves. Has anybody seen this?
Shh, don't draw attention to this. I say for my mental missive.
Oh, right. I go for a mental missive back. I understand. I think this is a good thing. This could bridge a gap.